It's a thorn in the side of corrupt institutions. A drop of chlorine dioxide starts a health revolution. How they duck and they dive, spread lies and confusion. But in truth we abide, we got the solution. It's a health revolution.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the G2 Voice broadcast. It's Sunday, March 18th, in the year of the Lord, 2018. My name is Mark Grennan. I'm here with my co-host,
Joseph Grennan.
Joe is here, and it's really not the 18th. We're pre-recording, but this will air on the 18th.
Yep.
In fact, it'll air while we're the last day of a...
The morning of the seminar.
Of the seminar. Yeah. So if we do play it at the seminar, I'd want to say hi to myself and all the people at the seminar. And I hope it's going well. And I hope we're all safe.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, from Joe. Say hello to the seminar people. Joe.
Yep, enjoy.
In Calgary.
Hope you learned a lot.
Probably cold up there. I'm probably freezing right now.
Probably.
probably not in the hotel. So that's good. We'll be there on the 18th and finishing up. And we're looking forward to it. So... I'm sure we'll be having a good time there and enjoying ourselves in the Calgary Seminar number 58. Woo. So last week we talked about the starting procedure, how everybody should start taking MMS, okay? Everybody should start this way. Don't think you're tough. Don't say, well, I read Jim's first book. Don't go by the first book.
Unless you have malaria.
Right, yeah. If you have malaria, that's the only thing. You're going to want to take 15 to 18 drops every 2 hours for three times in a day to wipe out your malaria. Dengue, it's a little less than that.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder, you know, if you did it, we usually take six. But I wonder if you did like 10 with dengue. If we get rid of it even quicker, or chikungunya and stuff like that.
Well, I did a few big doses when I had dengue, and it didn't do much. Then when I was doing the small doses the next day, all day long, it worked better.
But it probably knocked it out of you the first day.
It might have, yeah.
It just, it's a tough one. I had it three times. They say when you have dengue, if you have it more than three times, you die. I mean, you hear all these.
There's two different kinds. There's the bleeding, internal bleeding one, and then there's just the...
Hemorrhaging, yeah.
Yeah, then there's just the one that causes the flu-like symptoms.
It's the same with malaria. They have a hemorrhagic, I think.
Yeah, malaria, it makes your capillaries just pop.
Yeah, bust. Yeah. Wow. I know. But, I mean, malaria has a cerebral malaria. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cerebral malaria. It gets into your... Parasite gets into your brain and... I had a friend who was a missionary. He went to Papua New Guinea, got it. And real strong kid. And I remember in college together, real strong kid. And I saw him after he came back. He lost 3 inches of height. He was probably 35. Then he looked like he was 55. His wife had to teach him how to use the bathroom. Just, again, like a baby. It screwed him up so bad. Boy, and, you know, we're covering malaria completely now, 100% cures. Red Cross is denying it. World Health Organization denying it. Bill Gates hates it because he wants to have a vaccine about it. Doctors Without Borders. You know, there's a lot of good people involved in that thing. But they're going around infecting people and poisoning people with vaccines. It's insanity, Joe. Insanity. And these are good people. And they really think the medical...
You'd think they'd see and they research it.
Well, some do. Look, we're seeing people.
Well, some, yeah.
Do, but the majority, they just say, I'm going to go help people. Look, I can vaccinate all these kids. You might have killed half of them prematurely. You might have done brain damage.
You definitely did some damage on most of them.
Well, it's definitely a poison that enters your body.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So we'll get into that in a moment. A lot of things today. We're going to even cover even more than what we have in the title. But last week we went up to the protocol 1000 plus. After you start, you work up to the adding of the DMSO and you find your dosing. That's what's so good about the starting procedure. You find what you're comfortable with at that time and the situation in your body, condition your body, can handle usually 1 to 3 drops, okay? 3 drops is the max in the protocol 1000. We really, even with terminal cases, fourth stage cancers and things, we don't really go up that much anymore because it's consistently for the long haul, not trying to bang it out real quick. Because we saw when we try to knock something out real quick, we cause the body be stressed. It's causing stomach aches, diarrhea. You don't want the body stressed out. And it's really, you know,
yeah,
a lot
if you
of die-off.
You attack a huge tumor real quick, you get a lot of die-off. And it can even swell up and cause a little more discomfort. So you have to go very slow.
It's better going slow. And you got to look at it. You probably had this tumor 5 to 10 years growing. So you want to wipe it out in 3 weeks? I mean, come on. You don't do that. That doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. Very rarely do we see that with a big tumor for 3 weeks. It usually takes 6 months to a year. But finding your dose, going slow, and being consistent. But once it does start shrinking, it usually goes pretty quick because you can hit topically. You can hit some other ways, too. And so that's what we're seeing. The brain cancer, we testimony from Peru. With just MMS2, and we're going to talk about that today. That's protocol 4000. We're going to talk about the 2000, the 4000. I'll mention the 3 in passing just because you'll wonder why we skipped from 2 to 4. Mm-hmm. And it's also the spray bottles, how important they are. And the bottle protocol for the day. If you have to work, you can take it with you. So we'll cover all that stuff
and
today.
You'll be able to find all those links for the videos in the description also.
They're all there in the Genesis 2 Church, Genesis Roman numeral 2 Church
YouTube channel.
Yeah. And we put them there. It follows the book. Those protocols are in the book. I want the whole world to know how to cure 95% of the world's diseases. Okay? How we do it. And we got we call it the 10 sacramental commandments of the Genesis 2 Church. And with following that, you basically can do whatever you need to do. Now, the course is still there because the course covers another 40 different things, like the eye, specific things, the ear, the mouth, the nose, the breathing, the bag, the vaginal douche, the bathing, the different tropical diseases. That's why we tell people you get the book and you get the course and you really get it all covered. Then you could become a health minister. And I can't forget to say, you need to get Jim's book, too. This is a wealth of knowledge. We helped compile it with Jim. We read it through. We added things to it, confirmed things that we've been dealing with around the world, procedures. So the whole Genesis 2 Church movement put into this, Joe. Mm. We've got from different people, testimonies, as well as people coming up with some other things.
Yeah.
And we went full circle from
in the years of the protocols.
The drops. Back to the drops.
Mm-hmm.
Started with the drops for Jim's first book. Second book, we got kind of sidetracked because of a taste factor, and we got into CDS, CDH, and,
then we got into HCL, and we came back to the drops.
We find the drops go longer, further, last longer. They're not dissolved or weakened in the gut, and the only way you can stop that with CDS and CDH is go really strong. And it will keep going. And we got kind of rid of the pills, too. The pills we're seeing where the packets were being ruined. We put a newsletter out. Now, I want these MMS pills because everybody's so lazy. They like taking a pill. But you really sick. Use the best. That's the drops. The pills, the CDH, the CDS. You got to do them too strong. And the pills will, the little blisters they came in were breaking open, opening people's throats. They seem to dissipate. Their concentration and strength pretty quick in the stomach. So we're back to the drops the last 3 years. And look, we're seeing all these testimonies coming in every week, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
So the proof is in the pudding. And I'll say this again. I did the CDS field study for 1 year exclusively, even taught it basically to do it in the seminars.
We were pushing it a lot in the seminars.
Yes, we taught them how to use it.
And all the ways how to make it.
And we had people cured but it was always going up higher. We even went 4 months injecting people in Bulgaria with CDS, and we did it. We went the whole gamut, and we saw people healed, but only when we went really up high and tortured them. I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because I can't believe we did that, and they put up with it, yet we healed them, but we really nailed them. So we changed the whole standardized protocols. Now we're just back to the drops, starting with a really low, working up to no more than 3 drops per hour, 8 hours a day. And, you know, we add the DMSO, like we did, showed you last week. We're going to add MMS2, and we'll talk about that also. But this book that Jim did is fantastic, and it's really, I mean, it gets into spider bites, kids, animals, to where you can really, more detail on the MMS. So if you got these two books, you got your sacramental products, and you got the online course, you become a health minister, which you know how to treat people and take a test, you got everything you need the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Seminar is just a little quicker way to do it, because we cover a lot in 2 days. But this is why the last, 10 weeks we've been covering the book that I just wrote, because people need to know why they're sick, what disease is, how you're being scammed by the medical industry, the history of the medical industry, Western medicine, allopathic medicine, as opposed to holistic medicine, naturopaths. And we got a lot of information, plus a lot of testimonies. And if you go through and check, and they chase out all the research, out all the references, man, they got a wealth of knowledge that will take them to another level of opening their eyes for many areas, not just medical.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really encourage everybody to do that, get that, listen to these videos as you're explaining the book. The seminar is being changed now. And we'll be going through the book as well as all the main protocols for sure. I mean, that's a given, because we want to show people how to heal themselves. But with a lot of whys, how, where, what is disease? Why do we have it? What are vaccines doing? What's toxicity doing? And I think we can prove that 90-95% of all disease of the body is caused by toxins. It starts it going. Starts corrupting and compromising the basic great system we have within our body, and it destroys it. And once that happens, you're in trouble. And we're showing you how to reverse it. So, encourage you to try to come to the seminar if you can. You got time. 17th through 18th in Calgary. Get in touch with Jonathan. The information's in the newsletter. And every week I try to throw up some testimonies. But before I do, I do want to mention this, because if you can't come to a seminar, get the online course that I was just telling about. We got it in Spanish and English. That's right on the newsletter. Do it in the comfort of your home. There's 50 videos, an exam. You print out the workbook, and you go through and do it. And then you can become a health minister. You become a free member for a year. Free.
Automatically, yeah.
Yeah, automatically. And then become a health minister. You can start a church chapter in your home if you'd like. So Portuguese will be done probably within the next month or so. So we'll have those 3 languages. But every week I like to give some testimonies, okay, and of people. I like to read the testimonies. Here's one's just come in the last couple of days. Dear Mark, I'm writing with not only a dilemma but also an update on my father-in-law. I will first attempt to explain the dilemma briefly, as I know you are incredibly busy. And at the beginning of our MMS journey, everyone in the family was on board. Now my sister-in-law has brought up the subject of cannabis oil. He always lists, okay, I'll just keep reading because it kind of explains itself. So along with a friend who, with ultimately good intentions, brought a man to the house to visit and share his story of his daughter's experience with cannabis oil and SXT, both of which I know to be excellent things, but as I understand, are not compatible with MMS. This man who had never heard of MMS listened as I explained that I wasn't sure cannabis was compatible with MMS, but he assured me that it would be because it was completely natural substance, even though I explained about the effect of antioxidants, etc. She knows more than this guy. But mm-hmm. long story short, he has made it his mission to research MMS. Great. Today we discovered that he sent all sorts of negative articles and videos about MMS to my sister-in-law. Now my job is to debunk it and prove him wrong. I have spent the better part of the day, night, collecting articles and YouTube links to send him, doing just that. I believe I still have the trust of my father-in-law, but as he is relying on my opinion, I told him I will email and ask you. So, is cannabis oil indeed not compatible with MMS? I just read that it has extremely high amounts of antioxidants, so I kind of know the answer. I also found a post on the G2 forum with the same question, the answer being that someone had used their test strips and confirmed that it was definitely not compatible. But for the sake of my sister-in-law, would you be so kind as to confirm this for me? Perhaps I'm wrong. After all, I am on Only Human. So, before I read the rest of it, I wrote her, told her, yeah, you can use it as a suppository at night. You can't eat it. It can't be in the stomach with MMS because it wipes it out, boom, like moringa, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. high antioxidants. But we do have some patients that are really severely in pain. So sublingual, during the day while you're taking the protocol, once or twice, because it's strong
enough, yeah.
Yeah. Is possible without causing a problem. We know it doesn't because they're still getting the dye off even while they're doing that, okay? But to put it in the stomach, like eating it, no. No, no, no. Tea, no. No, no, no. The Azac tea, great stuff. It's from a lady that cured a lot of people of cancers and things in Canada. Her name was Casey. Azac spelled backwards. I think she was a nurse, not a doctor, but they ended up shutting her down. But I heard great things about that, as well as black salve and other things we mentioned.
It's probably loaded with antioxidants,
though. And it's really good. But if you're going to do those things, do them at night, okay? Unless it's sublingual for the oil. So just to answer that for people that are listening, that's what you want to do with that. But there's a lot of good things. But I tell people, don't add things, okay? Now I'll read the rest of the letter. Now for the update, my favorite part. My dad-in-law is doing so much better. He has now been on the MMS for exactly 1 month. We are into protocol 1,000+. Now, per Jim's recommendation of moving a little quicker if fighting a deadly cancer. So we're up to 3 drops MMS, 6 drops DMSO every hour for 8 hours a day. Just 2 days after adding to the DMSO, then we were only 3 drops MMS and 3 drops DMSO. He told me he felt better than he had in a long time. Any and all nausea was gone. Food now tastes good and is appealing to him. He has gained 7 pounds back. He lost well over 30. He has more energy and doesn't even take a nap every day. He gains strength literally daily. I am so excited. All of this has made him into a believer, and he is relying on me to research whether or not to take the cannabis oil or SACT. He just wants to do what will help, as do I. But I also believe one of the biggest mistakes people make, from what I've read, is not following protocols consistently and also perhaps trying too many things at once. Listen to that. Don't do too many things at once. A mistake I do not want to make. We don't have time for that. He had said to me exactly what I was thinking. This stuff is obviously working. Why should I change what I'm doing now? It ain't broke. Don't fix it. I love how he nearly quotes Jim verbatim without having even read the book. I've already made this longer than intended. If you could reassure me. Okay, I replied to her. God bless. God has been so good. And let's see. Thank you, Desiree. So, very important. The girls listening. I think we're getting the message out, Joe. If it's working, don't stop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I mean, don't stop.
Don't add anything. Don't change anything.
And you can add stuff that will just, good stuff, and it'll neutralize everything, and they'll fight against each other, and you waste your time. So, please, if you're doing your protocols, stay just with them. Don't add these extra things. I've seen people suffer so much unnecessarily for a year or two with cancers and stuff and because they're doing 5, 6 good things. They're doing MMS. They're doing black salve. They're doing cannabis oil. They're doing these green teas. They're doing moringa. And they're doing it all at once. And we tell them not to, but they're listening to other people. Try this too. And they screw it all up, and they come to us and say, okay, let's start over. Just stay with the consistent protocols we have. They're cheap. They're easy. This is what you got to do, okay? And cannabis oil can cost a lot of money. A lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to know how to make it, too. We had Rick Simpson on here. He's the cannabis oil guru, okay? And he agrees with us about it. If you're going to do MMS, do one or the other. You can't do both. Because he has you doing 1 gram a day, Joe.
1 milliliter, 1 gram, yeah.
Yeah, a day.
A day.
For 60 days. And that means you got to do it. Like, you can't do it all once. You got to do it 5 or 6 times throughout the day. And
you literally just, he said some people would sleep for about a month.
Yeah.
Because they're just so loaded on it.
So we just kind of incorporated it in a different way, and we're seeing what an amazing results. Because we got the MMS working, right, chlorine dioxide. We've got the DMSO working. And those two things work amazing. Today we're going to add another one, and it's called calcium hypochlorite, okay? But I want to read a few more testimonies before I get into it. What time we got here, Joe?
We right now are at 22 minutes
okay,
only.
So this is like our introduction, normal introduction,
yeah.
30 minutes before we get into the topic anyways. Because we have a lot to talk about, folks. And one guy wrote me and said, thank you for these testimonies every week. Keep sending them out. They're convincing more people,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so I had some, well, I talked about that last week. Had some people asking me, do you have people 5 years still cured? Well, us two.
Yeah.
10 years with Mercer. That's a deadly, long-lasting thing. That keeps.
And that was a monthly, weekly breakout kind of for years.
Herpes, my sister. Cancers we know people of that we talk to, they're still fine. Malaria's still gone in people. What are you talking about? Lyme disease, we have a guy had it for 20 years, still gone. He even wrote a book about it. Lyme disease, still gone. MS, so yes. But, you know, you get skeptics. I'm a skeptic at heart, but enough is enough. We're giving you enough evidence. Plus, clinical studies that we didn't even do. And clinical studies we're doing with humans. Here's another testimony. My husband has a bad case of psoriasis. And I sprayed MMS and activator from his neck down to his thighs. This morning, we could see that the mangy dog look had become soft, supple skin. Now, that's just sprayed. She sprayed his whole body with MMS and activator, okay? For the first time in years, he did not itch at all this morning. That's just one day. He sees worms when he goes to the toilet and old crap coming out. His belly's going down today. He's taking 1 drop each of MMS and activated every hour also. He would do the day or so before bed. This is unbelievably good stuff. My sister has cancer. She took the MMS and activated yesterday. Immediately felt cold wind go right up to her head. Never heard that one before. Mm-hmm. She also has dementia. Today she says, I feel fabulous and sounds happy. I took MMS with activated yesterday. And I immediately felt my left nose cavity open and my breathing is improved. Since the stroke, I had problem with my nose. It doesn't bother me now. I also need to sleep under 3 blankets to be warm. Last night was the first time I could not tolerate the coverings, so my husband removed 2 blankets and covered me with 1, which is unheard of for me. I was warm all night. I couldn't believe it. I think it's the MMS. This is great stuff. We learned to make our own. I have limited funds, so I'll go to wait to get the ingredients. That's how she wrote it. Thank you. It's a good one. Parasites coming out.
That was a 3-in-1.
Yeah. So we got
3-in-1 after one application.
Right.
All
I know.
Three
that's
of
crazy.
Them.
And then we're like, no, this doesn't happen. Well, I just got this in, okay? Just came in. And I got one this morning from Bali. Some people that are kind of globetrotters around the world. And really cool thing I'll mention here, too. And it should come to pass, so I can mention it. Anyway, she got somebody with a real bad amoeba infection, a 15-month-old baby, what to do. So I told them the dosing to give them, and also bathing. You know, bathing, and this is what they did, basically. They bathed the, you know, the body with chlorine dioxide. And what they did was they sprayed it on both. So they're kind of activating on the skin for the psoriasis.
Mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
why they did it.
Yeah.
Psoriasis, no eczema.
Psoriasis.
Yeah, that's why they did it that way. She did, I never told her to do that.
No,
she
that's
just did
cool.
it. But she's been listening to different things. And so.
But that's somebody who's listening to their body.
Yes.
You know, they take one dose and the next morning they notice all these different things. You know, most people would think that something bad's going on. They go to the doctor.
Right. So the Bali girl, I say bathe it. And I was thinking of this lady. We always tell people to do bathing too, but when kids, you know, they're going to make a real small dose and put it in the kid's mouth, you know, every hour. But get them in there. Let that body start absorbing chlorine dioxide in a mild manner. And you got to get rid of the amoebas. You want to serve. And so these parasites just started coming out with all that old crap, too, he said. And you see that. You know what old crap is. I mean, it smells. There'll be a fecal matter that's black. You'll smell chemicals coming out that accumulated in the lining walls of the colon. If the colon's diseased, that's what happens. So, that's great. So I'm happy for that. Then, let me tell you, this guy, it's either Harvard or MIT professor. I think he was the husband of the lady that wrote me. They stayed with us for 3 or 4 days, about 3 or 4 years ago here in Columbia. And back then he offered something, but we really weren't set up for it. But now he has really the world's biggest library on digital. So you can research anything on this library, any topic, anything. So he's going to make it available for us for free. And I'm going to make it available for anybody that wants to do research can come. We'll have to set up, we'll put it on the church site, you know. It'll be the free research library for any topic. And he said, anything you want. So we got almost every book in the world. I think it's
we got to get that translated.
Oh, yeah, right. I wonder if it is, though.
It might be.
I don't know what this entails, but I'm going to make it available. I'm going to use it myself, but I'm going to make it available to the world at Genesis 2 Church. Come to us and research things. So like you said, let's get it and let's look up chlorine dioxide. Let's see the studies all there and medical journals that unpublished stuff. If all that stuff's there that we were going for all the time and how the truth about fluoride, mm-hmm. I mean, both, you'll see everything. That would be cool. We'll have it right at our fingertips. So anybody listening, it sounds like a great thing, and we're going to try to make that available to the world, not just our members, but on our church site, and that would be cool. Here's another one I left a testimony, really pictures. Genesis 2 Church in Uganda teaching others and helping the sick. He sent me like 10 pictures, but you see them out there in Uganda training people, he says, weekly, how to make everything, how to take it, the protocols. And they got the bottle protocol there. So I'll probably start off with that today, Joe.
Yeah.
You can see it right there in the picture.
Yeah,
he shows them how to make the bottle protocol. Problem is, I don't have a bottle, so I'm going to show you with a glass in the video, not the audio, but I'll tell you what I'm doing. But these are found on the Genesis 2 Church site. YouTube channel. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You go there, you can watch the videos about the daily protocol bottle. Okay, Joe, you did one too on Genesis 2 Church on the protocol videos.
The daily bottle?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was probably a shorter one.
It's shorter, but it's there. It's in the newsletter, right?
In the description, there's all the links, yeah.
Perfect. So you can see they're doing a great job here in Uganda. And, you know, God's blessing them because I had someone yesterday, Joe, you don't know this, write me. Saw them and says, you know, I help orphanages all over Uganda, and I've learned a lot about MMS. Can our guy there help? And so, because there's one orphanage has a lot of kids with hepatitis B, probably from the vaccine.
Probably.
You know, but we'll find out. But anyways, he's going there. They hooked up, going there to train them up
good,
and treat them.
Good.
And so that's cool. I love that. So I get talking about vaccines a little few minutes ago, and in the newsletter, I can't not stop mentioning about penetrating this this organ called the skin. It's really called the integumentary, you know, organ. I can't even say the word, Joe. You're going to have to learn how to pronounce it. But it's the skin is that this organ that is protected from water, right? It absorbs, but it's, you know, basically waterproof, right? Your heart's not getting wet, and your liver, the
blood's not coming out.
Yeah, you know, yeah, stuff's not popping out. So it's a protective coating that, and it's a really shield. It has cholesterol in it.
It's acidic.
Acidic. It has parasites in it.
It's got the fatty acids all over it. That's why it's really acidic.
It has its own ecological flora on it. So it's two way street too. It things diffuse through it. You sweat things out, toxins. You cool down the body by sweating. Very important stuff. So just by going and bypassing the mouth, which has all these checks and balances to keep toxins from being absorbed into your body, you bypass that and boom, right into the skin. Well, even worse, if you go right into the blood vessel, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, doesn't that make sense? Of course. In emergency situation, you're bleeding out, you need plasma. You know, we're not talking emergencies here. We're talking about the way the body was designed to work and doesn't need to have toxins being injected into it. And that's what a vaccine. Vaccines are all toxic and should never be injected into the human body. They have never worked and have only tricked the world's population by covering up or masking symptoms to give an appearance of creating herd immunity, but never accomplishing it due to it isn't scientific at all. Okay? I got a couple books there to prove that to you in history, but vaccines have never worked. Herd immunity is unscientific. It doesn't work. In fact, in fact, I was injured by a 1976 swine flu shot. 2 weeks after receiving that vaccine, my left side vocal cords became paralyzed. How many children have been paralyzed and now are autistic from vaccines? It's proven, folks. You can, the CDC doesn't admit it. Well, they are admitting it. People are leaving. People are coming out. The FDA is admitting it. And pharmaceutical companies are admitting it. It's in their brochures about certain, that's one of the side effects. So you believe in the mainstream media, the fake news. It's all been admitted, okay? And you can see in history, the timeline in this book, they were having autism back in the 50s when they started using the triple vaccine, mumps, measles, and rubella, the triple one. They started, and even said back then, it was mentioned as a side effect, autism, before they even so-called knew what it was. Now it's one in five kids are autistic.
Something like that.
It's crazy. One in 15, one in five, something like that. It's ridiculous. How many girls and even boys injured by the HPV vaccine? Here in Columbia, over 200 girls in one little town still suffering. How many injured from the polio vaccine? Well, let's hear from the guy that developed the polio vaccine. In 1977, Dr. Jonas Salk, who developed the first polio vaccine, testified along with other scientists that mass inoculation against polio was the cause of most polio cases throughout the U.S. since 1961. That was in Science Abstracts at 4477. Abstracts, that's the we pulled it out of. I heard you got Salk, what's the other guy, Sabin, said that they feared that all polio since the 50s cases were caused by the vaccine. Not some. They said most here. You can watch the polio myth, vaccine myth. I put a link in there for it. The vaccine stopped polio. It's a myth. It didn't. You go through and see history. You see what happened with hygiene, what happened with cleaning up trash, what happened with surgery in the hospital, hospital being cleaned up, and different things like that. You'll find out. India holds Bill Gates accountable for his vaccine crimes. They said over 50,000 kids were injured. Look what Mahatma Gandhi said. Vaccination is a barbarous practice and one of the most fatal of all the delusions current in our time. This was about 100 years ago, Joe. Conscientious objectors to vaccination should stand alone, if need be, against the whole world in defiance, in defense of their conviction. Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi, huh? These guys knew this stuff. Read the book back in 1870 by a guy named Dr. Scheifendecker, Horrors of Vaccination, back in 1870. Here's another one. Dr. Collins, 20 years vaccine physician in London, in Edinburgh, writes, "There really exists no change in the virulent character of the smallpox, notwithstanding the vaccination laws. And of those attacked by the disease, at the least two-thirds were satisfactorily vaccinated." He adds, "If I had the desire to describe one-third of the victims ruined by vaccination, the blood would stand still in your veins. I have not the least confidence in vaccination. It nauseates me, for it transfers only often filthy and dangerous diseases from one to another without offering any protection whatsoever." These guys were doing this. And there are some honest people. Come out and said, "I got to get away from this stuff." You know about Raggedy Ann and Raggedy Andy, the dolls, the Raggedy Andy doll? Well, it patented in September 7th, 1915 by Johnny Gruhl. His 13-year-old daughter, Marcella, was vaccinated without his consent at school for smallpox. She subsequently died as a result. He created the dolls to stand as symbol for the dead children from vaccines. The dolls represent very real vaccine deaths in danger. I just come floppy and she died, his daughter. The guy that did Raggedy Ann doll. That's the origin of that. Got that from Real Organic Truth. Here's some disease statistics since they've been vaccinating the crap out of kids. By the time they're what? A year old, they've had probably 10, 15. Because they triple them up, they double them up. You get one injection, but I have three
to five. You got the quad one, the four in one now.
I mean, the kid, this is what's so bad. And I heard one guy say it this way. You know, you get a kid, he's an hour or two born, he gets the Hep B vaccine, which has mercury in it, that, you know, they say the EPA mercury safe level, which is a bunch of bull. But let's just go by that. The EPA safe mercury level for a 175-pound man to be able to absorb, okay? That's how much they're giving a little baby that's 7 pounds, how much mercury that the EPA says, that much mercury, 250 milligrams, would be, you'd have to be a 175-year-old man, 175-pound man to be able to absorb that much mercury without doing damage. So, you got a kid?
You get a 5-pound baby.
7-pound, 8-pound baby? What's that, 10, 20, 25 times more mercury that can be absorbed? And it's being, boom, right into a baby that has no immune system yet.
Right into the blood. Yeah.
Wow. Sick. It's barbaric. I like what barbarous. A barbarous practice. That's what Mahatma Gandhi said. It's only wonder why these statistics below are real. There is currently an epidemic of type 2 diabetes in progress. One in 45 children has autism. And that's wrong. I think I corrected it. I thought I put the correction in. Anyways, has autism, with some statistics say 1% of the world's population has autism now. Okay? But I think it's 1 in 15 children or something like that.
Has some kind of autistic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spectrum disorder, they call it. Why? Because they're vaccinating everybody. And they're saying that type 2 diabetes, really, type 1, it's something shut off the beta cells in the pancreas.
Would it be the thimerosal, squalene, formaldehyde, aluminum?
A toxic, yeah.
Would it be one of those toxins?
Further, 1 in 5 have asthma, 1 in 10 have dyslexia, 1 in 8 and 1,000 have epilepsy, 1 in 400 to 1 in 166 have, and this is how quick it's gone down, cerebral palsy, 1 in 20 have ADD. The government vaccine industry is going to carry on vaccinating, covering up and making false claims of safety until every child has a vaccine-induced disease. These bastards want to kill us. So we of the Genesis Street Church of Health, Alien, must do everything we can to stop this evil. And we will. I'm trying to, in fact, I contacted, I haven't heard back, and I'm going to keep doing it, International Common Law Court of Justice to go after the pharmaceuticals and the people that are pushing these vaccinations, as well as the Red Cross for denying the cure of malaria to a half a billion people a year contract malaria, Joe. It's killed over a billion people in the history of the world, malaria. A billion. Now, if you know anything about the depopulation agenda, which Bill Gates and many people are for, that has six huge granite slabs, so in six different languages, there might be 10 slabs, in Georgia, saying they want to reduce the population to a half a million. Ted Turner said it'd be better at 300 billion. 300 million.
300 million.
Not a half a billion.
It's like less than the population of the U.S.
They really believe this stuff. Read the book, Iron Mountain, and how they want to reduce the population, how they're going to do it. The one world government and how they're trying to set this up. How they want to use it by Bill Gates says, my favorite way is vaccines to reduce the population. From his own mouth. Then you can go to, I put another link up there, vaccinated children versus unvaccinated. There's some studies now, finally. One of the best books I found, and probably a guy died because of it, Andreas Moritz, the guy that did the liver flush. You need to know about vaccines and why herd immunity was never attained because it doesn't work that way with vaccines. The only way you get herd immunity for a disease would be like when I was a kid. The parents that were in a neighborhood had parties to infect all of us. If chickenpox was going around, then the mothers would get us all around together, and so we all get to once to gain immunity, acquired immunity. Injecting something into you, a toxin, a poison, squalene, that makes your body attack itself, autoimmune deficiencies. It's called auto-acquired immunity when you do it the correct way. You gain it for a lifetime, like measles and mumps, the way the body was designed to do it. But he wrote a book, Vaccine Nation, Poisoning the Population One Shot at a Time. See more details on vaccines, please read The Vaccination Racket. Okay, put that in there. You can get that. I put this stuff in, what, just to fill pages? No, this is stuff I handpicked. This is information. If you read this, you're going to be mad as hell. And believe me, hell is a mad place. Here's a quote from a guy named Erwin Alber. Vaccination is not disease prevention. It's a particular nasty form of organized crime in that it manipulates parents' protective instincts to get them to submit their children into getting poisoned for profit under the guise of disease prevention. And make the parents feel bad. Oh, you don't care? So you want to infect my kid because your kid? Well, wait a minute. Your kid's vaccinated, right? Why would my unvaccinated kid bother your vaccinated kid if it works? Mm. No one answers that question. Anybody ask it, they just ignore them. Stupid people. Also read Vaccine War, A Forgotten History. How Mercury Destroys Brain Neurons. An article there. Flu shot disabling. One cheerleader and some other people, kids, had a flu shot and showed them on YouTube. Vaccines are being used to depopulate. Listen to what Bill Gates, I call him the Bill Gates of hell, says about vaccines that depopulate the world. No wonder he wants to develop more vaccines. Bill Gates and people like him are just pure evil. Bill Gates depopulation video. Watch it, folks. He said it. I didn't. We at the Genesis Street Church of Health even believe that our bodies are the temple in which we live in, and it's our responsibility to take care of its health by any means we deem necessary. Our ID card says that also. This is our spiritual belief that we believe was given to us by God. No authority on earth has control over another person's temple, especially when trying to inject known poisons into it. Below is a letter I wrote to any authority trying to mandate this evil, unscientific practice that leads to many become damaged and some for life. Well, I wrote, before I show you the vaccine exemption letter I wrote, I put this indictment that I put in a newsletter. Indictment against government vaccination programs. This is a crime against humanity. It needs to be treated as such. We demand that any and all government authorities involved in vaccination programs cease and desist immediately from this horrible practice, and those involved in developing and executing the use of vaccines be persecuted for who they really are, poison makers and distributors of such poisons. Archbishop Mark Grennan, co-founder of Genesis 2 Church. I put my name to it because I believe it, okay? Then we have a letter of religious exemption for vaccinations or other mandatory medications. I wrote this back in November. To whom it may concern, this regard our member, Mark Grennan. The Genesis Church of Health and Healing is vehemently opposed to any toxin or poison being introduced into the body. Our temple, by vaccine or any other means. The religious belief that our bodies are our personal temples that our spirits and souls live in is based on the following scripture. Know ye not that you are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. The personal right and responsibility to maintain a healthy and clean temple is a fundamental belief of the Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing. The following toxins are found in many vaccines being administered to the public. I didn't include them all. I included the main ones. Thimerosal, it's mercury, highly poisonous to the human body. Squalene, it's an adjuvant causing autoimmune response in the body. Formaldehyde, a known cancer-causing agent. Aluminum, a neurotoxin that is linked to Alzheimer's. Tetron X100, a detergent. Phenon, carbolic acid. Ethanol glycol, antifreeze. SV40, cancer-causing monkey virus. Various antibiotics, neosporin, spectacine, germicine, can cause allergic reactions in some people. MSG, known neurotoxin. You know, MSG turns into formaldehyde eventually, too. You know that?
Yeah.
Fluoride, cancer-causing neurotoxin, as well as other toxic substances.
Well, it makes sense. MSG is preservative. It's a type of salt, too, so that formaldehyde preserves the body eventually.
Get that out of your body. It's in a lot of chips and stuff, too. We are not allowing these or any other toxins to be introduced into our temple without personal consent, period. Below is a more detailed description of what is prohibited into our temples. This is an example of our publicly declared religious freedom to ingest whatever we feel necessary to maintain our personal health and well-being. Here is the reverse of the ID membership card of the Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing. And so we include this in this letter. If this card signifies that this member of the Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing has the God-given unalienable rights to control and maintain their personal health. All members are exempt from any means not chosen, included but not limited to vaccinations, medications, x-rays, scans, microchip implants, or health insurance mandated by any human government or authority. Genesis 2 Church members have the God-given unalienable right to choose products for their health, including but not limited to food, plants, vitamins, minerals, herbs, and all remedies in any quantities they consider useful or necessary for his or her health, the health of his or her family, and to all that desire help with their health. All members have the right to freely acquire these products for their health, of themselves, members of the Genesis 2 Church, and for all that desire help with their health, and to maintain such products at their place of abode or wherever they deem necessary. See, that's freedom, folks. Note, the Genesis 2 Church will vigorously persecute any and all persons who violate the religious rights of any and all members of our church. If any of these members' rights are violated, he or she will contact the Genesis 2 Church. If any of the they'll contact the Genesis 2 Church, if any of these abusers, if you're a bishop member, to come to the aid of our members experience any abuse, sincerely, Archbishop Mark S. Grinnell. Okay, that's the letter. And we give that to members. Promote. We've given it to school people going to school. We've given it to the heads of the school. And they've told them, no, we're not doing this, and this is our religious right of exemption. And don't be bullied. You take it. You do it. You just, and they have to accept it. If they don't, pull your kids out of school or sue them because they have to accept it. No law is, nothing is legally right that is morally wrong. And that's immoral, and I don't care what law they make. We're not doing it. You don't have to do it. And you know what? Obamacare, Joe, the Muslims were exempt. Huh? Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Religious exemption. Protocol 1000 plus. We stopped last week. So we didn't mention, like, if you had to, if you, you know, if you're not dealing with something really severe and life-threatening, so you want to make it every hour, that you're going to work, okay? And you want to do a three-week detox. Or I'm just going out for the day and I want to carry it with me,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
I just can't make it every hour today. Well, you want to keep the concentration of chlorine dioxide in your blood going, okay? That's really the key about the healing going on. Or the detoxing going on, is that consistent concentration every day of chlorine dioxide, it going deeper and deeper and deeper as it's cleaning, shoveling the path, you know, and as it cleans out things, it's not reacting. Those things are clean. Now I can go deeper, I can go in the blood. And my intestines all cleaned out, might take you a couple of weeks, unless you're really bad. Gets in the liver, starts cleaner, now it's in the blood all every day. Because the intestines and the stomach doesn't deal with much stuff there. It's not reacting, oxidizing things that are bad. So it gets in the blood and goes deeper and deeper and deeper. Okay? So you want to go out for the day. I don't have a bottle. We look for a bottle. All our liter, those are liters, right?
Yeah, the Voss ones are 800, yeah. 800. Liter almost.
Well, we were thinking down here in milliliters. So a liter in
32 ounces, is it?
About 32 ounces, right? Is that right? No, an ounce is what? An ounce is 30. Yeah, it's about 32 ounces. That'd be 960. Because 1 ounce is 30 milliliters.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay, so it's like a quart. So say I have a quart bottle here. And I want to, my dose that we talked about last week that I've really good with is 3 drops an hour with 3 drops of DMSO. I can handle that. Just say, that's my dose. But yours might be 1 MMS with 5 DMSO because that's what you worked up to and that's what you're comfortable with. If you want a little bit more, you couldn't handle it. So you this is where you stay below the nausea, below the diarrhea. When you start having loose bowels, that's where you should stop. Okay, what am I doing now? And I got loose bowels. Well, I'm doing 2 with 3 drops of DMSO. We'll go down to 1. You'll probably get rid of the loose bowels. And that's what we call your customized dose for your body.
Personalized.
Condition. Personalized, thank you. So say I have a bottle here with a cover and everything, but I want to mark it up. So I'm going to make 8 lines. That represents 8 hours. And you just take any bottle, you cut it in half, cut it in half, cut it in half again, half again, half again. I mean, real scientific, right? Precision.
Mm-hmm.
We got 8 here now, Joe? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yep. So your neck of your bottle will be up here, right?
Yeah, you make 7 lines and you get 8 sections.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But the neck, it always has a little bit more because you fill it up. So say I'm on, this is my bottle. I got it marked up. I'm going to take it with me. And by the way, don't put it in the sun. We've put them in the middle of our vehicles, driving around. We were taking protocols, and within an hour or so, it's just
gone.
But you could put a sock, you know, stick a sock in it.
Stick it in a sock?
Yeah, stick it in a sock. So take your glass, I mean your bottle, put it in a sock, and then still don't put it in hot area. You know, put it in your bag, you carry your food in for lunch or something, out of the sun, in a cooler area, okay? Because you don't want it to warm up, be warm or hot, because the gas will start coming out, even through the cap. So we've learned that, believe me, we have learned that. So you got your bottle ready, marked. You got your water to fill it up. So I'm at, let's just say you've got fourth stage cancer. You're at one drop MMS and three drops of DMSO. That's what you can take. But you're going out and you got fourth stage cancer. You want to keep going. Or you're just really determined to do a detox for 3 weeks, okay? But let's just say your dose is one drop an hour. I would need what? 8 drops for the day, right? For the 8 hours. So I would mix, I'm not going to do it. I mix 8 and 8 of the activator, the HCL, 8 of the MMS. And you with 8 drops, just like that, it activates. As soon as you see the amber, you'll add your water. Well, you add your water to your glass. I'm talking to two different things. I would mix it in a glass, 8 drops. And 8 drops and activated. That would be called MMS1 now.
And you have your bottle full.
Yeah, and have your bottle full with water. And then you just kind of pour a little out, pour it back in until you get it all
mixed
into the bottle.
Yeah.
Okay, now you got your bottle with 8 drops. Every hour I drink a line, okay? That's for you when you're out working or out shopping. Beep, beep, beep. Your phone has a timer, right? Everybody has a smartphone these days. And beep, take a drink. That's how you keep going. Will it be as strong, as good as making it hourly? No. But you're going out and you're trying to keep going. I know people that stop every hour when they're out, make it, add the water, take the DMSO, and take their drink because they're doing the protocol 1,000 plus. Now, Joe, we have the video showing how to make it too, right?
Yes, that is in the description.
I just wanted to mention it because we forgot last week to mention that. Because it's a good thing to have. But you should be making it every hour and most of the week if you're having dealing with something life-threatening. And it is the very best way. So now we're going to talk about the protocol 2000, okay? We've added the protocol 1000. We have MMS. And 1000 plus was the addition of DMSO. Okay, dimethyl sulfoxide, and you add it into the water after you add the water. Okay, we talked about that. Now, I'm doing that 9 to 5 every hour. Okay, now what I would do would be add something else because now we're hitting it two different ways, and now we're going to hit it a third way. Hit what? Whatever you're dealing with, and they all work different too. That's what's cool about it. And I'll do the same thing. This is something called calcium hypochlorite, which we call MMS2. Okay? Not MMS also, TOO.
Mm-hmm.
MMS number 2.
Number 2.
Right. So, calcium hypochlorite at 60 to 72%, because we say that because we get it at 72 here in Columbia.
72-90.
Really? Here
yeah.
In Columbia. Well, you won't find that in the States, but it's usually it's around 65. But 72, you'll find in the States, usually 65. And they even label it wrong. They call it free chlorine. They call it pool shock. And the pool shock isn't bad label because it goes into the water of a pool and kills everything that's bad, that's a pathogen. And it's really cool. And it does it by the calcium hypochlorite becomes activated or changes into another chemical compound called hypochlorous acid. What's cool about that is that's what your white blood cells make to kill things. They surround the neutrophils, surround a pathogen. You can see it in a microscope, surround it, and they excrete hypochlorous acid that this creates and just dissolves everything, kills everything. So it's done with an acid, Joe. Another acid. Everything's acid that works in the body. Don't believe this alkalinity stuff. You'll get sidetracked in something that will take you down a long road of chronic illnesses. So what we do with this is, because at 9, 10, 11, 12, every hour we're taking the MMS, one, with the DMSO, because this is protocol 2000. You add this on after the protocol 1000 plus, because most of the things we cure are done with the protocol 1000 plus, most everything, okay? This is something that, mostly cancer. I'd say mostly cancer, but maybe MS, you know, chronic diseases people have had for years. And we'll talk about just using this only next. And it's amazing. So the hypochlorous acid that's produced is so much more than your body produces. It's ridiculous. Thousands of times. Me and Jim had tested it, the PPM of it, and it just didn't get much weaker. So we start off with, everybody, there's a starting procedure with this. We start off with like an eighth. I'd call this an eighth, wouldn't you, Joe? Eighth?
Yeah.
About an eighth? It's not a sixteenth.
It's not a quarter either.
I just cover the round part of the capsule. These are size one, okay? These are big. These are big capsules. I even use this with pure virgin coconut oil and cannabis oil for a suppository. They're big. And we don't go anymore. I don't. Some people go up to one. But I tell people, you really don't have to. If you've tested it like we have, see how strong it is. You really don't have to go more than a half of capsule of the number of the zero. And then double zero is smaller, triple zero, quadruple zero is smaller. And one is even smaller than that, right? So we're talking about
the size smaller and smaller.
Zero, okay? So that's how you start out. But you wouldn't take it at nine, because at nine, you just took something in, and, you know, give it a little time to work. But you take it at 9:30. 9:30, boom. 10 o'clock, I'm going to be taking my other MMS dose with DMSO, 11. 11:30, I'm going to take this one. So I'm going to be doing this every 2 hours on the half hour. So 9:30, 11:30, 1:30, 3:30, 5:30. We're going to take it five times during the day. Okay? And we're going to start really slow. Now, maybe the first day you take it two times, three times. Well, you try to do five times because it's a small amount. And this takes it to another level, folks, because now you're dealing with something that's a totally different attack. This is attacking in a totally different way. And so now you got a three-pronged attack going on. Chlorine dioxide, DMSO, hypochlorous acid doing it in a different way. When we add this, we see some great results, amazing results. And that's why we basically are doing it for people that are really, really sick and terminal. And they might go to 10 hours with the 2000.
Mm-hmm.
They went from the 8, now they're going to go 10 hours, okay? So you're going to start at 9, but you're going to be done. I'm just trying to get the schedule here, Joe.
You'll be done by 6:30.
6:30 with your last MMS dose, your 10th MMS dose. You've done five capsules, so you start at 9, and we got this in the on the video, right, Joe?
Yes.
And even in the newsletter, but on the video we put it up on the video, and it's a different animal. This one, and at this point, you might even be doing a vaginal douche with MMS and DMSO. You might be doing bathing. You might be doing topical. You know, we're really taking this. When people come down here, to really saturate them with the best things in many different ways. It might be cannabis oil, plus the food's doing something, plus the liver flush. So we figure out there's like seven or eight different ways, unique ways, that we're attacking the disease of the body that you have. So this is why we see when someone comes here for 30 days, we see a great difference from when they came to when they leave. And if they just keep going, we usually hear from everybody, restored health. But we've had a few. The funny ones is they never call us back. They do well, and we have to call them. You figure they'd tell us.
But, oh, yeah, I'm great now.
But the ones that we've had a few of these come, do really great, go home, maybe do fine a couple weeks, and all of a sudden the friend comes in and add this, add that. And within 3 months, they've added 5 or 6 things. They call me back and say, you know, it's just not working anymore, and we have to start them over, okay? So we've seen this happen, and that's why I keep mentioning it. Don't let that happen to you. Don't think faster is going to heal you quicker either. These things we add in increments for a reason, so we know specifically what is causing what. You had the DMSO, you were fine with 3 drops before. All of a sudden you had DMSO, and you're having a die-off, a healing crisis.
We know it was the DMSO.
DMSO, but not ready for that yet. In fact, we've had to not add DMSO because they couldn't take it. We tried 2 or 3 times and add the MMS-2 with the MMS-1.
Yeah.
Because that's what their body took. See how everything's like, everybody's like their own petri dish. They're dealing with their own specific problems. Foods and toxins and medicines and injuries and, you know, vaccinations and diseases. And so everybody's different. That's why we add in increments, we go up slow, and we're seeing amazing stuff, folks. And you don't need to go to a doctor to do this. You don't have to come to us to do it. You can do this on your own. It's methodical, it's logical, it's orderly. You can do this on your own. And this is our plan, to get everybody to do this in their home. And then you practice self-care. You have a self-care plan. So after you're done for the day, 6:30, you're going to wait an hour, because that's usually how these things last, especially as you're getting cleaner in your body, so that you know, you want to let it do its full dose, full up potential. Then you're going to probably eat a little later when you end up going through the protocol 2000. And then at night you can basically eat what you want. But you want to eat good. Soups, bone broths, the raw milks when people are here, the broths, the pork, the beef, the meats, raw eggs, salads. At night you can basically eat whatever you want, you know, pasta, you can have a tea, you can have a cup of coffee, you can have moringa. So at night is not the problem. In the morning, there's not a big problem, because if you wait 2 hours, but you don't want anything that's time released that's going to last all day, supplements and medicines and those kind of things. Lunch is basically the one you got to watch out for. At night, you can eat what you want. So that's the 2000. And we are seeing amazing things happen. I can't, you, Joe, you've been around now for, well, since the beginning, 10 years, with me working with MMS and starting a church, us together, and Jim. And, when we get people on this Protocol 2000.
Yeah, Protocol 2000.
They stick with it.
Yeah, does wonders.
Oh, literally, I mean. And if you can add some of the other things we talked about and the food and stop the toxins from coming in, well, there isn't much that stays alive that doesn't come out. Parasites come out automatically. Toxins come out automatically. Heavy metals come out automatically. The bad bacteria turn back to good. The viruses are gone. The bad bacteria is killed or turned back to good, because they can morph. They can switch back, and the gut balance of flora is back the way it is. Needs to be. The stomach's working correctly. The liver's cleansed. The colon's cleansed. The brain, the heart, the arteries, all the way down to the cells. Right? New stem cells are being made because the raw materials are there. And so, man, I mean, that's crazy what happens. You can see by doing all that, and you can do it all at home. Amazing what you're doing to get the body back to where it's at. And it's all physics. It's all facts. This is what happens. That's why in a book I showed you how the body works, and we're working within the confines of how the body was designed. Okay? That's how it was designed. They come up with this new stuff. We weren't designed to be in a barometric chamber, unless we had the bends, because we weren't designed to
go that deep.
That's why we get the bends. But as a whole, you're not designed to be, you know, have hooked up to a IV for the rest of your life or go through kidney dialysis. Your body wasn't designed for that. That's why you have kidneys. So all these disorders or the disease of the body, these illnesses they call diseases that are cropping up, are reversed. The pancreas beta cell starts producing insulin again in the right amounts. The liver starts filtering the blood again. The bladder, the gallstones are gone. The gall starts working right again.
Mm-hmm.
The brain is detoxified, starts working right again. Alzheimer's goes away. Parkinson's goes away. We've had stroke victims reversed. Autism, over 300 reversed completely with a non-diagnosis. Or what they call like a below a 10 is like you don't even have anything. These are tests they do, right? So we see all this stuff happening day in and day out. Look at that one we just got today. One dose. One day's going on. We've seen this before. The guy developed CDS, Andreas Kalker. One night, rheumatoid arthritis, couldn't move his hand. Next day, he could move his hands. One dose. I think it was a 3-drop dose he took. I mean, folks, we've seen these testimonies. We've recorded them. They're coming in. They're coming in daily now. So we're definitely on the right track. And this is the evidence. This is the clinical studies. Get this stuff. Practice self-care. Get these books that are written because they're experience. Okay? Get these two books. Jim's book, MMS Health Recovery Guidebook. My book, Imagine a World Without Disease. Is it possible? Okay? Between those two, get the online course. Go to a seminar. Take control of your health, your life. And guess what? You have a good quality of life when you're healthy. We're jumping off cliffs. I'm 60, almost 61. Well, how high was that cliff? 30 feet?
What do you think it was at? 20?
Let's just go lowball. 20, 25 feet? We're jumping into how 4 feet of water? 5 feet of water? It's about 5 feet of water.
Yeah, something like that. See?
And beautiful river, stream, I mean, coming down the mountain. And these young kids, I'll get up there, I'll jump off. I love that stuff. If it was deeper, I would have dove because I love diving. I love swan diving. I used to do it. I like going in the beach. The other day, I felt like Forrest Gump, Joe. I just started running. I almost ran around Columbia. No, I just started running on the beach. Nice, flat. It just felt so good just to run. Sometimes I just start running. I'm getting the salt air. You can see a mist all along the coast where we live. So that salt air is very good for you. I love being healthy. I swim. I eat good. I bicycle. I hike. I don't hike as much as four-wheel driving, but we used to hike a lot more. We hiked 8 hours to the Indians. That was a crazy hike. Really good. But you have quality of life. You're healthy. You get to enjoy your life. You got energy. I enjoy research, doing these videos, getting up at 5. I like to get up early and have like 2 or 3 hours by myself to read, to think, to do, to catch up with some things and write. And then have breakfast. So go walk on the beach, then have breakfast. Get up early, folks. When the sun comes up, get up. When the sun goes down, go to bed. You got plenty of sleep then. Don't be watching TV. That's just polluting your mind. You get away from the TV. Best thing you can do is throw it away. I have it on for news stations to see what they're saying because I'm always having to counteract what they're saying, what the people are being told health-wise. But if you don't have to watch TV, don't. Don't. Watch videos, watch research and things like that, documentaries, yeah. Do that kind of stuff. And so that's the 2000. We showed you how to make the bottle. We showed you this, both videos there. The 3000 was developed. I don't think we have a video on that, on the thing. I don't think I'd put that up. We don't use it that much.
The 3000, I don't think so.
People that couldn't drink, they would be, we'd make up, let's say, 10 drops activated, just for example. 10 drops activated, 10 drops of water, and 10 DMSO. You mix it together because you're going to put it right on the skin. And we'd pour it on the skin and just kind of paint it on and let it dry. Because they can't drink or they're in a coma.
It gets into the blood.
Huh?
It gets into the blood fast.
Oh, yeah, you start burping.
Yep.
Chlorine dioxide. We've done it. I mean, remember one seminar? I did it real strong on you?
Yeah, left a gauze patch burn.
It left an X because we put it too strong. So next hour you do this, and you do the inside, because those seem to be where the blood vessels are close to the surface. Inside the leg, okay? Inside the leg. The back, the stomach. 8 different places, and instead of drinking it, someone could do it for a person in a coma. Someone could do it for a child, you know? Basically, a bathing it, too, is the same kind of thing, but you'd be doing this 8 times.
Yeah, and this is heavy doses of DMSO right on the vein,
into the blood, penetrates right through the tissue. So that's another way of getting the protocols in you. Okay, I can't drink it. Okay, it'll paint it on you. And so we developed it for that. But honestly, because we started the starting procedure, went to the HCL with basically no taste factor, and we've gone slow at lower doses. We're not really having those problems anymore.
Mm-hmm.
To where we need it, unless someone's in a coma, unless someone can't drink. We've even put it in the bags, like I told you, feeding tubes, put it in IVs. We've done that stuff too. Emergency situations, you do what you got to do to get the chlorine dioxide and the DMSO and the body. But the MMS too is amazing. So that brings me to protocol. That was protocol 3000. This brings me to protocol 4000. Okay. One day I was talking to Jim, and you know, we just kind of, this is in the beginning, we're just talking about different things to develop and stuff and protocols. And we had already, Jim and I already told me about people, he ran out of MMS, sodium chloride and stuff, so he just gave him MMS2 because that's all he could get.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still getting people healed. And we passed that on. I said, Jim, why don't we make a protocol called that? He said, okay. So we call it 4000. Okay? And so, and he's told me, Mark, he says, I can't think of anything we haven't really healed with just MMS2 capsules. The other things, you know, you get protocols from, but let people know this is the standalone thing. And so we do. We have been in the seminars and everything else. Guy we had here last week from Peru, he took it to another level. He's American down there working with people. That's not all, but basically 90%, that's what all the people do. Just MMS2.
Mm-hmm.
2 capsules a day. And they use a full capsule morning and a full capsule at night. I think they even take it on, well, they take it with food, right?
He said some people are even mixing it with water and drinking the water.
That's nasty. Oh, man. Wow. I don't know if I could do that, Joe. I think I'd puke.
Yeah, it's too strong. It's way too strong.
But anyways, it's amazing. But he says they'd use the full capsule, but it's not the big one. It's the one, the little one, Joe, is the one.
The one, double? Yeah. One is small. Double is yours, bigger than that.
What's the smaller
one? Size one. Yeah. And then two, and it goes down.
He uses the one, right?
Yeah.
So, and they used full with food, and you have to put water because water activates it. So you probably eat it with breakfast. And what's cool about MMS2, and I didn't mention it, is nothing neutralizes this stuff, okay? You know, with the protocol 2000, you're still taking MMS stuff, you can't neutralize. But nothing by itself, you can basically drink anything with this, okay? Coffee, I wouldn't say just keep drinking coffee with it, but it activates with water, and water is 95% coffee. I mean, coffee is 90% water. 95% water or more. So you're really getting your water with coffee. But I wouldn't say keep doing that. I just do it with water. But it activates some water. And you need to drink a good 4 to 6 ounces. This is a 4-ounce glass. I think this is an 8-ounce glass. No, it looks like a 6-ounce glass. But you want to take it with a full, and you do it 5 times. Excuse me, I'm going to sneeze. I don't know what the sneeze is coming, Joe, when I'm in this now. But anyways, we got the video to show you again how to do it. Nothing neutralizes it, so it's cool. And we got people, testimonies all up from Peru, from gastritis. Really hits the diabetes and gastritis really quick. Intestinal problems.
Yes, intestinal problems and mouth problems.
It really, the hypochlorous acid does a great job with gastritis, intestinal problems, diabetes. So I have some people that are just doing the protocol 4,000. And they're doing fine. He has hundreds of, probably thousands, right? There's 20 villages. It takes a day to get to some of them.
Yeah.
Which we're working on to set up a documentary. Anybody want to help us with that, by the way? We want to go down there and we want to do a documentary. And we're going to go down there, go that day to the furthest village, camp there, work our way back. And we'd like to get a drone. And we already have some cameras, but to be able to show what they've been doing and document, it'd probably be in Spanish and some other language, right?
Yeah, it's some Peruvian indigenous language.
Yeah, indigenous language. And to show that just using MMS2. It'd be a documentary about Protocol 4000, right? MMS2, the power of it. You can get this anywhere in the world. Anywhere in the world, okay? It's very powerful. This would last somebody a year, wouldn't it, Joe?
Probably. That's about 80 grams. 80 grams will give you 160 half capsules or full capsules.
So,
more. Yeah.
Okay, 6 months. Joe's up on the percentages and what, because he's basically dealing with the Latin Americans of the world and setting up sites, and the G2 voice is being translated to Spanish, and pretty soon we'll be when this book is even in Spanish, we'll be shipping it. We're looking into shipping it from here, Joe. We can do that, Servio Entrega?
Yeah, I think you can.
Books and stuff. Usually books are cheap to ship, too. So you want to start with a 16th, 8th of a capsule, 8th max. And you're going to burp up a little chlorine taste, okay? But it's not, this is why they call it free chlorine. It's crazy. Because it's not that. It doesn't produce free chlorine. It produces hypochlorous acid, okay? That's what it produces.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're lying to people because it smells like chlorine. They think it's some kind of chlorine it's producing, and it's not. And it's kind of cool that we can get this anywhere in the world, and it does what it does. It's amazing. So you do that. 2 hours, 4 to 5 times a day. Take you 8 to 10 hours. If there's any discomfort, maybe don't do it 5 times the next day. Do it 3, okay? And kind of ease yourself into it. I wouldn't say go down to a 30-second. I think I'd just drop it down to 3 doses, you know?
Yeah, you just do that, more water and less amount during the day.
Just see how your body will get used to it. And
I personally have done only like 3 little granules in the capsule.
Yeah.
And I felt it.
Oh, I've done it. Really, just a
little. You can go to
a teeny bit. You can go really low. Yeah. You can. Mm-hmm. You can go down to 1 grain.
You can go one little granule.
They're little granules, and you can see them. So it's very powerful. And what dissolves in water, it makes all this hypochlorous acid. So we got a little way of showing you a little graft and stuff in the newsletter. And That's the 4,000, folks. All standalone protocol. Nothing neutralizes it. Some people have told me, I just want to try that. Try it. Why? What can hurt? Try it for 2 or 3 weeks. It's easy to do. And if your problem's going away, then you got one that's an easier way, not as involved, okay? But don't underestimate the chlorine dioxide. DMSO. And these 3 babies put together, though. All right? It really, really does stuff. Now, there's something else we carry with us all the time. I do. Joe, where are we at time-wise?
Time-wise, we are at 35 minutes left.
Oh, good. We're really in good time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, try to move some of these things out of the way. Spray bottle. The MMS spray bottle, okay? This is a glass one. We are inventing something. We're trying to, anyways. The spring. The spring inside these, they're usually metal, okay? So they usually oxidize, and they don't work after about 2 or 3 weeks. So you throw them away, the cap, and you get another one. So when you buy bottles, I usually change my caps every week or so. Just throw them away because they stop working. I mean, literally, the chlorine dioxide just eats it away.
Yeah, it oxidizes the spring.
And so it just stops working. Doesn't spring anymore. So not that rust and everything starts falling in you. It just, by the time even that ever happened, you threw it away anyways. But you just when they stop working, you throw them away. So we want to invent a plastic spring. I know they have plastic springs. And they have 3D printers. So if someone knows of a place, and we've researched it a little bit, we can never find them, that has a plastic spring, be really, or a spray bottle that has a plastic spring, that would be really cool. And we really like glass. Everything we can, we try to use glass. This is a bigger one you can find anywhere. It's plastic. And it's a good plastic. Supposed it can handle stuff that is, I was going to say caustic, but acidity and stuff without leaching and breaking down the plastic. And so that's usually called the number one, right, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it has a thing, a square with a number one.
I think it's PET number one.
PET or HDP.
HDP is the high-density polyethylene.
HDPE.
Yeah.
And that's the number one in the bottom?
No. Or two. Number two or three, maybe.
Or PET. PET is another one.
PET.
PET. That's the one they use. But you look for the number one in the bottom.
Strongest one. Yeah,
that's the one that's the supposedly pharmaceutical grade. But I just like using glass anyways. So how do you make the spray bottle? What do you do with it, first of all? Man, I mouth every night. I spray my toothbrush. Keeps your toothbrush clean, too, because a lot of crap builds up on those things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but never on mine, because I'm always spraying it, brushing my teeth. And your teeth become squeaky. I mean, literally, I usually fill my mouth with about 10 sprays, put my mouthbrush in there, and I'm doing all my gums, and it comes squeaky clean.
Mm-hmm.
Squeaky clean.
Yeah, I did that the other day. Too strong, though.
Yeah. And it gets all the plaque and everything off. And people that do it all the time, dentists say, wait, you got no plaque. Okay? Builds up. I also do a pure virgin coconut swish 10 minutes in the morning. Just, they call it a pull. Just pulls, makes your teeth whiter, too. And then I'll brush with a good natural toothpaste or a spearmint. Dr. Brennan's.
Or Tom's.
No, Dr. Brennan's, I think it's called. Dr. Brennan's. Look that guy up.
Oh, liquid?
It's a soap I get, mm-hmm. But it's also, you can dilute it a lot. It's peppermint, and you can use it as a toothpaste and wash your hair with it. But in a stronger concentration. It comes really concentrated, man. You can make like 5 bottles out of it for shampoo. You can make toothpaste out of it,
mm-hmm.
Tooth liquid. And between that and MMS, my teeth are great. And the coconut oil, I don't have cavities. They're strong. I can chew, bite. I think I'm only missing 4 teeth that stupidly pulled out. I still have some wisdom teeth, but I took one out because it was just rotted from when I was 19. I didn't eat very good. Pulled it out. But we have people even rebuilding stuff, and they're using stem cells and injecting in teeth, Joe, now. And it's rebuilding the whole teeth. I've seen that videos, too.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of cool stuff going on. But the spray bottle, deodorant, you won't put this in the eyes because it'll burn, okay? We have a protocol for the eyes. But your face, wash your face, really clean your... I got people put in their hair. They have hair growing back. Ears, you can put it, clean your ears out with it, you know. We have ear protocols too, though. personal hygiene, women, men, you know, personal hygiene, as well as deodorant, topical bites. Help me out here. Sunburns, right? Put on sunburns. Athlete's feet.
Yeah, funguses, any kind of funguses, your hair.
Anything on the skin.
Dandruff,
any skin disease.
Dandruff.
Yeah. Just trying to see what else. Kind of bites and things. But keep it with me. I travel with this. And we have a smaller. We can put these on our. These are 60, right?
No, those are 100 mil.
So that's the max you could take on a plane. But we have these 60s that I take on the plane in a glass. And that, well, this is it. Holding my
hand.
That's
the 50, yeah.
That's 50. A 50, excuse yeah. me. These are 100s, that's a 50. We carry these, a spray bottle, and they take it out because I'm carrying on. What's this? I go, my mouthwash. Oh, okay. And so you have liquid, you can carry that. And they've even asked me, what's this? And I'll put a little bit on my finger. This is a purified water. I travel all over. I keep it with me anywhere I go. Oh, okay. And if lawns are under 100, we carry them with us. And they're labeled as a church, sacraments. And these are the three things I carry with me all the time. Well, not necessarily. I also carry a spray bottle of DMSO. Because I, and this is one of the protocols too, it's better for 3,000 than mixing up. We do this. I should have said that. Protocol 3,000. Spray the MMS on, and then you get a spray bottle of DMSO, 90%, and you spray that on top of it. It's just less messy, okay? You can do the Protocol 3000 that way. And I need to really add that to the Protocol 3000 formally, you know, in the course, instead of just telling people all the time. You know, we're a small organization, loosely knit, so it takes a while for us to get around to it, around to get to these things, you know? So spray bottle protocol, how do you make it? 10 drops per ounce, okay? This is, we're going to say 2 ounces. It's a little less, but say this is a 2 ounce. I'd be 20 and 20. 20 MMS, 20 activator, okay? Mix it together. Activating the bottle, it turns amber like that. Add your water, you got your bottle. That'd be 20. This would be 40, okay? This is 4 ounces. So it'd be 40 and 40, okay? You can make it a little weaker if you want, and because it's still, well, that's the one we stayed at. You could do the mouth, get an abscess tooth, put a little of that in, spray a little DMSO behind it. I mean, these things are invaluable. I use them all the time. Joe ripped back his toenail, flipped it back with a shopping cart coming out of a store. Just like, ah! I ice cream too.
That hurt.
Because it looked like it hurt so bad. Chinese torture.
Yeah.
Gah! And really pushed it back down. We covered it in DMSO, put a piece of tape on it, and you said within an hour you had no more pain.
No, within like 20 minutes, the throbbing stopped and everything, and then I never had any more pain at all.
Yeah.
And then 2 days later is when I took the gauze off, and the nail was attached again.
Yeah.
And it just grew out slowly.
Grew out again and fell off.
Yeah, I just kept cutting it as it was growing and squared itself off.
Did it turn black? Did it look normal? It looked
no,
bad?
Nothing. Nothing.
So it, you did it right away.
As it was going, it was drying up. But
amazing. In fact, the guy that the Bible of the DMSO guy, the guy... Morton Walker, they took people who had severed backbones, and if they do it right away, put it on the nerves, they grow back together, they reattach. Within 6 hours, they had to do it right away, and they injected in their blood also. And we know vets that do it with animals. We know people that do it with people. Doctors do it with people. DMSO. This stuff is amazing, folks. I cannot tell you. We're giving it. You're all our ammo, okay, that works in different ways. We're giving it all to be used and to just take control of your health, take care of everything you deal with, from headaches to everything. Most headaches, you take a few sniffs of the chlorine dioxide, it's a sinus problem. Or you just start taking MMS, start drinking DMSO in some water. Coughs go away, headaches go away. You put it on your muscle aches go away. This stuff is amazing. What we're showing you can take care of you for the rest of your life. except maybe an emergency situation, but he even could take care of some of them. So then we came up with another one. Because MMS2 is so important and so good and works so well by itself, and we notice when we take baths in it, the skin's real soft. All kinds of skin diseases just go away. We said, hey, I came to Jim. I said, Jim, why don't we make a MMS2 spray bottle? Yeah, why not? Now, the problem with this is, and Jim come up with this because I just filled the bottom with the granules, filled it up with warm water, shook it, chuck it, chuck it, chuck it, chuck it, until 90% of it was dissolved, and started spraying. Not in the eyes, not in the mouth. It's horrible. Not in mucous membranes. Wouldn't put it in the vagina because it's too strong. But anything skin-wise, wow. You could put it in the head, in the hair. Works fantastic. Jim come up and said, Mark, just run it through a coffee pot. Put what you're going to put in the coffee filter, and the hot water will dissolve it, and it won't ever clog up those granules will clog up my spray bottle. I said, Jim, that's why you're the genius. And so you do that. Cover the bottom of whatever spray bottle. That's all you need. Just cover the bottom, okay? Then take that, put it in a coffee filter in your coffee maker, put it in the water, fill it up, turn it on. It'll heat it up. Heat doesn't destroy it. And then you pour that in there and fill the rest up with water. Or you can pre-measure it, pour it right in there. You got your spray bottle. That lasts till it's gone. It never gets weak.
Yeah, spray bottle. I always keep a spray bottle in my what's it called? My
MMS2.
MMS1.
Yeah, but I'm talking about MMS2 right now. It never runs out. It never gets weak.
Yeah, no.
It just runs out of fluid.
It's made to be, they use it in pools so it can be in direct sunlight and nothing happens.
Yeah. I mean, it's fantastic. This stuff, these things we're showing you folks, that's why I covered those in the book. Because these are the things we use every day to cure majority of everything else. Okay? You want to go a little more depth in study, you get Jim's book. You want to go a little more depth and study beyond that, become part of us and your health minister and everything, then you take the course, okay? Those are the three steps I would do. Get my book and know how to make it and do all that and what's going on in the body. Get Jim's book to know basically everything the rest you need to know about MMS for you personally. Get the course. It even goes deeper than Jim's book. And you become a health minister. Those are the three steps, the levels we're trying to guide people in. Yeah, you might need guidance to come down here because you want to and can afford it. Or you might want to talk every day by Skype. Okay, that can happen. We can make that happen. But honestly, I don't have enough time to do a lot. So, hey, do it home. Easy for everybody and cheaper for everybody. And you really learn better when you do it yourself.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, that's true.
So we got the spray bottle that's MMS2, spray bottle that's MMS1, and the spray bottle that's DMSO. You get 99% DMSO, fill it up 90% of the way, and then 10% of distilled water, and you got a 90% spray bottle. Those are three spray bottles you should have with you in a kit. Should have this with you. Should have straight DMSO with your kit. Should have capsules and MMS2. That's the kit that you should buy. We have that and through donation at www.g2sacraments.org. They ship all over the world, too.
And you can see it also on YouTube, MMS Survival Kit.
Oh, they have it up there?
You have it up there, yeah.
Yeah, cool. That's what you want to do, folks. You're a backpacker? Every backpacker, every survivalist. Groups that are survivalists, go in and teach these people this stuff. If you're a part of a survivalist group or Boy Scout or a backpacker group, camping group, everybody, because you can purify water with this too. These are things you need to know, okay? I can't say it enough, and that's why we tell everybody, make it free to the world, Joe. Tell everybody. Put it up. Tell everybody the main things we're doing. They want to take it to another level? Great. First thing, you got everything right there. Get this book. Get Jim's book. Do the course. Become a health minister. Start a church chapter in your house. Become a bishop. Help us make a world without disease. It is possible. And you could be part of it. Joe, you want to shut us down and tell everybody next week. Well, we pre-recorded this, so I won't be here till the
25th, we will be back live.
We'll be back live on the 25th, with hopefully a bunch of testimonies, some good news. And so God bless everybody, and we'll talk to you next week. Joe, sign us off, will you?
Yeah. We have all the protocols that we've been talking about the past two episodes in the description. So you can check the description and find all those links, the YouTube videos, see how to do it. Also, how to make MMS and how to dilute the HCl hydrochloric acid activator. We have all that in the description. Also, this is the seminar, so we're not going to sign anybody up now. I was going to mention that, but no. So make a donation. Sign up for our newsletter, and also check out Jim's MMS Health Recovery Guide. That's in the description also, and Mark's book, Imagine a World Without Disease. So go ahead and check all that out. And yes, and the books are located at, we moved that link. Where is it? Oh, no, it is g2churchbooks.org. So go ahead and go to that, and you can find all the books that you need to catch up. And also, genesis2church.is, you have the video course to become a health minister. So God bless everybody. Take care.
Well, if your health is not good and you're suffering,
you need to suffer.
Build you back up, make you tough again.
It'll make you tougher.
Dengue, MRSA, AIDS, and malaria. With MMS, we are not scared of ya. But those big pharmaceutical companies, they try to keep us down up on our knees. Not going to stop as they're lining their pockets, keeping mankind in disease.